David.
Hey, Justin. I just want to know, what was your 40 time?
Way slow, 5.5.
What? Did you run it backwards?
I know. I honestly thought I could have cartwheeled a 5.5 40. It turns out that 40 pounds in 20 years really makes a huge difference. I used
Why
to be very quick.
Did you practice for it, though?
Like, no. Nope.
Yeah,
Why did
I
you run it?
Yeah.
Why didn't? Well, we did this Buzz Combine thing. We were we had all the guys at the Buzz, and we got kind of intrigued by the combine and the 40s and the bench press, the vertical leap, the broad jump, that kind of stuff. And I was actually pretty pleased with most everything else I did, but my 40 was pathetically, embarrassingly slow. There are 400-pound linemen, 375, that are faster than me. It's really sad. But you know what? 26 inches. I was pretty pleased with that.
That's not bad for a 5'6" guy. You could almost get the net. Hey, what can you
I can get the rim for how the many, right how price.
Many, yeah, right. How many times did you bench press the 225?
We didn't do 225 because nobody else could lift 225. We did 135, and I did it 32 times. But
did you really?
It was,
that's great.
Yeah, it was okay. Anyway, I got a lot of work to do on my 40, though. David, I guarantee you next year, because I am going to train, because I guarantee you next year I will run a better 40 than I did this year.
Did any of you practice before you got there?
No, in our minds, we're all still 17. We figured we'd just show up, dominate.
Did you stretch at least?
I feel like you have to.
I jogged and I got a little loose, yeah. Okay. But it was, you know what? I ran it three or four times, and Ricky Williams is like, the former Razorback, he's at Life Champs now, and we did it at D1. I want to thank them for letting us come up there. David, you would have been impressed, though. It was quite hilarious. But I'm like, that was awesome. What'd I run? 5.5. And I'm like, no, that can't be right.
You thought you were flying, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I got out of the gate pretty good. I didn't slip. That was the only thing I was worried about, was slipping on the turf, because the last time I ran a 40, it was on a track.
You know what? I bet if they zoomed in on your face with the camera, it would have looked like you thought you were flying.
David, you should see the video. Actually, my form is quite fantastic. It's just that it takes forever. So if you go to the Buzz Facebook page, there's actually a great video that Chris Kane and RJ Hawk produced that shows a lot of the highlights or lowlights, depending on how you look at it. The only guy that really performed at a high level was Headband. He was the only sub-5. He vertical leaped 31 inches, and his broad jump was like, I don't know, eight and a half feet or something crazy. Wow. Yeah, he was impressive.
Yeah. Well, you got to throw out your high and low anyway, so don't even talk about him anymore.
Yeah, he's impressive. He's our high.
Yeah, thanks. Well, good job. Thanks.
David, thanks, man. Yeah, I promise you I am, and this, I'm a sick animal, okay? I have nothing better to do the next 12 months than work on getting a better 40 time.